You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, joined in the studio today by Martin Ramsey, who is running for mayor. Welcome, Martin.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for sitting down with us. On the Asheville FM News Hour, we have been making an attempt, at least, to talk to all candidates for this year's council and mayoral races. The primary is coming up on October the 10th with the general election on November the 7th.
Thank you for having me. Early voting is also happening as we speak, so you can vote at the Board of Elections at 77 McDowell, and you can register and vote at the same time, but not on election day proper. So if you need to register, do it this week.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's get started. Martin, how long have you been in Asheville?
I've lived in Asheville for about 10 years now. I'm from northeastern North Carolina originally. I went to school in Wilmington, North Carolina, and then moved up here with some friends to do some video production work, and have stayed ever since. It's kind of equidistant between family of mine in Durham and Raleigh, and I like the mountains, and I've made it my home.
What made you decide to run for mayor?
Well, I've always been interested in politics. I've been an activist for a number of years, and I feel like ultimately, you know, speaking truth to power is not enough. You know, you have to actually try to project some change, and you know, participating in elections is part of doing that, I think.
And this is not your first time running for mayor?
No, it's not. So it's my second time. It's the second time has been interesting. It's a little less crowded than the council race, so I don't think the mayoral race has gotten quite as much attention. There's a time left, though, for the general election, so I hope to see you through the primary and have some more conversations with Asheville about it.
And you went straight for running for mayor, correct? Have you run for other offices before?
No, I did. I actually didn't run for city council originally. I considered it this time, but honestly, there's a number of candidates who I strongly personally support or personal friends of mine, and I didn't really have any interest in running against. There's a lot of you know, like split votes amongst, you know, worthy candidates. And I would have been more likely to participate in someone's campaign rather than be a candidate personally. But looking at a race with Jonathan Wayne Scott and Esther Mannheimer, a number of people asked me to jump in, and I did. And it sounds kind of old-fashioned, but I did it out of a sense of, like, leftist duty. And I do feel that way. So that's why I did it.
What is your vision for the city of Asheville in the coming years?
Well, I think that Asheville is facing an inflection point like many cities across the country. We are in a situation where we have affordability crises. We have tons of work that needs to be done in our communities. But, you know, most of the jobs that are being created are not meaningfully addressing those things or providing people the incomes that they need to live or providing them any sort of power on the job or in their community. And that's a huge problem. And so, like, that plus the environmental crisis and, like, the kind of political crises that are happening at the state level in Raleigh and at the federal level in terms of these cascading cuts in terms of funding for really vital programs that are coming down, I think, like, frankly, politics that's based around compromise is having the floor and rug pulled out from under it right now. And, you know, I'm a socialist, so, you know, I'm relatively far to the left, I suppose, compared to many other candidates. And, you know, I think that the time is right for a political response to the present situation that's based around movement building rather than around management.
What issues are you bringing to the forefront of your campaign?
Well, I'm supporting fare free transit along with a number of other candidates that are running in the council race. And I really would love to see that push to the fore. Not just free transit, but, you know, timely and efficient transit is important as well. That and also participatory budgeting. I think that we need to figure out how to more meaningfully include the communities that are going to be affected by budget decisions in that process. And one way to do that is a participatory budgeting process. And I would like to see that spearheaded here. I think that that would be very fruitful. There's any number of other issues surrounding affordable housing, STRs, police accountability, cooperative economic development that I would like to push out there, you know, but for brevity's sake, I'll leave it there and encourage people to check out the platform and the website.
I'm tempted to ask you more about that leftist duty that you brought up earlier.
Sure. Purely in that I don't, you know, I'm 35 years old. So like I'm like right in the middle of the millennial generation and the Generation X. And I think that we are dealing with really profound crises that are going to come home to roost as we move into positions, as our generations move into positions of economic and political power. We're dealing with like really heavy stuff. I mean, imagine, if you will, this is just one thought experiment. What happens if we see 3 feet of sea level rise across Florida? You know, like it's hard for people to even imagine that, but like that's within the realm of possibility within 20 or 30 years. And so I think that we're going to see waves of political refugees and environmental refugees moving across the country. I don't think that our economic structures that are based around individual consumerism, corporate control, and profit seeking are well suited to dealing with the crises that we're going to be facing. And there's going to be big, big fights in our future. And I don't think there's any way to shirk that, which is kind of what I mean by like duty. Like we have a responsibility to actually address them because they will address us no matter, you know, if we just want to spend our whole lives like, you know, staring at our phones and like posting on the internet or trying to ignore things, you know, that doesn't matter. Like the world is still going to happen to you. And, we had better get organized sooner rather than later.
What differentiates you from the other mayoral candidates?
Well, I'm a socialist and a working person, and I think that working people make the city run. We, in large part, feed the people that come here that drive our economic engines. We change the beds and fix the goods and install the houses and fixtures and that sort of thing. And I feel like that perspective is overwhelmingly missing from government, not just in Asheville, but across the board. And if there's anything, I think it's that perspective that differentiates me from the other candidates.
Can you elaborate on how you see your role as a working person in Asheville will play into and affect the policies that you would be dealing with as a mayor?
I think that first and foremost, my considerations if you listen to a lot of the policymakers and policy discussions that come out of City Hall, there's a lot of talk about stakeholders and, the Asheville Blade actually put out a really amazing primer on City Speak, which I would encourage everyone to read. Featuring heavily in that is this stakeholder attitude. And I think that that fundamentally misrepresents half of our city. You know, at least half, if not a majority of our city rents and is working class. And that is not people who own millions of dollars of downtown property. And if policy is going to be written with people who own in mind, we're going to be leaving out an incredible amount of voices.
Where can people find out more about your campaign?
You can find out about my campaign at www.martinformayor.nationbuilder.com, or you can go to Facebook. Find me on Facebook at Martin for Mayor campaign page. Just search that. You'll find it. And then I'm also on Twitter, which you can find me there as well. And that's like M. Ramsey for Mayor, because Twitter has thousands of names and you have to pick a unique one. So that one doesn't really match the other ones. But you can find me in all those spots and look through those pages. And there's some posts from other forums and stuff that I've done and questionnaires and that sort of thing. So I would encourage everybody who's listening to check out the Asheville Blades candidate questionnaire for the mayoral candidates, as well as for the city council candidates. I think it's really illuminating, and there's a lot of really pointed questions I think that you won't find in other places.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you and your campaign before you go?
Well, I would like you to vote for me during early voting, and I would like to encourage you to vote for me on the 10th of October, and I look forward to meeting you and working with you. Thanks for having me.